When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We got him. Brett, you there, mate?
Hello, Toby. How's it going?
Yeah, good. The wonders of radio behind the scenes. Are you looking forward to this? It's been a bit of fun over the weeks, and I've been going pretty well at this, which you might have noticed.
Outstanding, Toby. You can't get this one wrong. You can't get it wrong again, mate. There's no way you can't. You got this nailed, surely.
This nailed? Well, you don't know what I'm going to do yet.
No, I never know what you're going to do, surely. I think these two races are so easy. I think what they're going to do is HRV are going to put the double sulky on the winners. Top's going to ride in the cart, holding his multi-ticket up in the air as they go over the line. I'm that confident.
Wow. All right. Well, let's announce some fields, and then we'll get into it a bit further. Would you like to announce one of the fields, mate?
Sure. What do you want me to do? I'll go for the Uncle Patrika free-for-all.
Yep.
No, I'll go for the Tiger Taro free-for-all. Sorry.
Yeah, go for it, mate.
So I don't know what race number we're on here, but this is over the 1720, which is obviously very important.
Hmm.
Eight runners, so be one horse off the second row. Vanquish Stride, number one. Number two, Better Eclipse, Greg Sugars. It's a random barrier draw, by the way. I love a random barrier draw. Massive fan. It's created an interesting race here. Cosmo, number three. Yambukian, number four. You never know, Yambukian, eh? Number five, Catch a Wave. Number six, Triple Eight. Number seven, Ideal Escape. And number eight, Tingo with Sierra. No driver engaged at this stage, but obviously we'll be following the fence as per last week.
So the eight runners engaged in the Pacers free-for-all. The Trotters is the Uncle Patrika Trotters free-for-all. This one was Pref Barrier Draw National Rating, and there's six runners engaged. Number one is Sundon's Courage for Ryan Duffy. Number two, RC Phoenix for Chris Sinosio. Number three, Just Believe for Greg Sugars. Number four, Olavici for Chris Lang. Five, Sebastian's Boy for James Herbertson is an ODM horse, so it draws five and six, one overall. Well, it's down as Greg Sugars at the moment. It'll be interesting to see who takes that drive. Is an ODM horse as well, so it draws gate six. Six runners engaged in the Uncle Patrika free-for-all. And Brett, you sound like you're pretty confident, mate. You got this sorted and worked out. I'm not as confident in the Pacers. I've marked two equal favourites. What?
That only gives me more confidence. I never like to be thinking exactly the same as you, Toby.
Fair enough. So which losers are you going to tip?
Yeah, hey. Well, I'm just going chips in, Catch a Wave. Chips in, mate. Chips in.
Really?
Oh, come on, mate. 1,720 metres. This, I'm absolutely 100% sure it'll be in front. Four times in its career, it's led over a mile, and it's led four times. It's won those four times. And the last time was in the Miracle Mile. Just because it won so many races as a young horse, by the time it got to open class, it was already very poorly handicapped with preferential barrier draw, so often drew really poorly in sprint in mile races. So the Miracle Mile was actually the first time it got a chance to go in a random barrier draw, actually, you know what I mean? Like,
so often it
was drawing second row in miles, and it's just very hard, no matter who you are, drawing 10 in miles continuously, sort of thing.
So he'll cross Better Eclipse quite comfortably?
Of course he will. Comfortably.
Comfortably. Yeah, well, if that's the case, on the back of this, I might firm him up a bit, actually, on your level of confidence. I am tipping something in this race. I think Vanquish Stride will run a place.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Even if he's three the pegs, and if you go back through Vanquish Stride's form, when he's drawn the pole, he won. His last time he won, actually, was a free-for-all But it wasn't a free-for-all of this level. He beat Huliniani Yankee Goal from three back the pegs.
Didn't your Barry one last start?
Yes, ran third at Bendigo when they went 29-1, 27-6 home. Hard to make ground in the 27-6. He's got he's when he's drawn one, he's beaten Triple Eight home. He's beaten Yambuckian. He's beaten Triple Eight twice, actually. So if you sort of go off that form.
I see what you're saying. Triple Eight's not really a mile horse. He actually has one race over a mile. He won a Caduceus Classic 2021, but very rarely figures in the finish over the sprint trip. But he did go probably career best run last week. So, yeah, I don't – as far as your tip goes, I think you'll beat Cosimo home.
Yep.
You'll probably beat him booking at home because he won't be crossing – the ones inside it.
Yeah.
So then you got, and it'll probably be ideal escape home. So you're right. Tango and Sierra will follow Vanquish Stride, and I think they'll both go the line pretty close together. Tango and Sierra is outstanding over the sprint trip, probably come home in 54 odds last week, you know?
And yeah, yeah.
So it's, sorry about that. Someone's making a coffee in the background.
You're right.
I told them not to do that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You volunteer your time, mate. We will take coffee breaks and all. And in the trotters, what I've marked Just Believe $1.30, RC Phoenix $3.60, and you can almost write your own ticket the rest. One overall certainly good enough at this level to do something special, but from a mobile, I'm not sure.
$1.30's overs, Toby. $1.30's overs, mate.
It probably is, yeah.
Yeah.
RC,
it's a bit. Oh, look, yeah, obviously RC Phoenix, but when RC Phoenix got very close to Just Believe a couple of weeks ago,
he
had, of course, the Galeno horse sort of making a serious
call me the breeze, concept.
Yeah, call me the breeze, rather. Who's so if RC Phoenix is going to win, it has to probably lead and hold out Just Believe,
and
it's not easy, is it?
And he's, they're both going to New Zealand, which complicates things, and better eclipse as well. So you wonder.
They'll both be ready to go. RC Phoenix is actually awesome at Menangle last start.
He was huge.
Unfortunately, had a few bad habits lately, which is not endearing, to be honest.
No, I've got plenty of bad habits too, mate. So
you're not endearing either.
No, I'm not. Bags, how are you, mate? You're still reeling again from another week. You're like the boxer that can't be knocked over, though. You just keep coming back for more.
Yeah. Somehow they keep giving me a start. Good morning, gents. How are we?
Yeah, really good. Brett?
Hey, Andrew. How's it going?
Good, mate. Good. Ready to I feel like I'm starting behind the eight ball to begin with because I'm with you, Brett. The minute Toby sees them the same as us, we're in trouble. And unfortunately, I'm not going to change my market because it wouldn't be right. But I do see it, I think, similar to how Toby sees it. Punters might be in the green again.
This is unfair, really. Like, I'm ready. I said last week it would win the race and it'd have all these reasons why Queen Elira would get well back. It'd lead and all this. They had everyone come for me. Everybody came for me, personally, privately, openly. And it won the race.
You're creating dialogue. Maybe that's what your job's about. Sorry,
yeah, true.
Talk over your entry. Yeah, so you're doing a good job, Toby.
Yes.
And hopefully you're right 2 weeks in a row then, if my market seems to be the way it is and that is perhaps similar to yours.
All right, well, let's have a look because this is what the betting game's built on. It's built on opinions and different people having different opinions and then backing themselves in. So if you want to get involved in these markets straight away, head to tab.com.au. Head up to that menu button in the left-hand corner. It's not there yet, but it'll come up as Saturday. And when that Saturday tab comes open, click on it, and then you'll be able to see this market. Which one do you want to open first, Andrew?
I might go the trot just to build some anticipation for the Tiger Tara. That's all good.
Sounds good. The Uncle Patrika Trotters free-for-all, six runners engaged. I mark Just Believe $1.30. Be interested to see if you've got him shorter than that. You probably will off the back of what Brett said, and he's a lot more learned than me. Go for it, Andrew.
Yeah, this is one that Brett and I line up, I assume, on because I've got it much shorter than you percentage-wise anyway. Sundon's Courage, 14. RC Phoenix, 5.50. Just Believe, $1.15. Olivici, 17. Sebastian's Boy, 23. One overall, 14.
Yeah, wow. All right. $1.15, Just Believe. RC Phoenix was what again? Sorry, mate?
$5.50.
Well, he's only been beaten him by just the head, and he's got the advantage on the barrier draw. That's where it created that little bit of doubt, as this market is live and up. See, we can get it up in front of us. He won't start $2 the place, RC Phoenix, will he, Andrew?
Well, if your map's correct, he won't. I don't have him. It's interesting to hear what Brett thinks. I think Sundons will be on his back. RC's, I wouldn't say he's a noted brilliant beginner. And for that reason, I actually didn't have him. I had him either chairing up or coming off at a certain... I dare say they may go Indian file. And he'll come off at some stage down the back straight, is how I mapped it.
Even so.
Sundons' courage does confuse me as a horse in general. It's quite enigmatic. Can get pretty fizzed up early in its campaign. I'm not sure. It doesn't really. If there's any pressure, it'll just let them go. So if RC Phoenix can hold out, Just Believe at the start, then Sundown's Courage will let him go. No problem at all.
Which he made.
A bit behind his campaign, Sundown's Courage. He really isn't a factor. He's probably silly. He's probably more like a $41 chance, to be honest. The way at his level of fitness, you know.
Yeah, I don't disagree, Andrew.
No, I do see, I guess, as you guys probably noticed, well, over the years, the inside draws, particularly from a place perspective, a thing we touched on a few episodes ago, we go up a little bit shorter, and he's an example of that. His trial form was good. His race form's been a bit different. I'm assuming he might have choked down or something last time because he's never been that poor. But this is his wheelhouse, over a mile, hand up quickly. He has followed speed pretty well in the past.
Yeah.
He's no giant killer, but he's generally not far behind the good ones when he's in that spot, and that was the logic there, I guess.
Yeah, well, there's a pretty similar setup at Bendigo when RC Phoenix won that good mile race. Pretty similar barrier, and just kept the other ones outside it and kept going until, you know, it got to the front and it just kept running. So, yeah. I think RC Phoenix can probably keep the ones outside it out. So I'm pretty confident that that's the map, and I don't think Greg will be too fussed if those guys want to have a little battle early.
Yeah, good call. Interesting, probably more interesting race than I gave it credit for. So at the very least, hopefully we're in for something perhaps not surprising, but a little bit more interesting than first thought.
You took the words right out of my mouth, because Sebastian's Boy and One Overall are intriguing runners as well. If they're both up on the gate and trot away after 100 metres, I'm not saying they'll win the race, but it'll be very interesting to see how they go, because I'm sure One Overall is not that far off Just Believe in ability, wouldn't you say, Andrew?
Oh, I probably wouldn't say that. No, but he's definitely done a very good job for a fair period of time, and I love to own him. He's a brilliant horse. I just think Just Believe, seemingly, yeah, I think in a world of his own, there's two of them, obviously, but apart from the top two, Call Me the Breeze and Just Believe, I think there's a bit of a gap, personally, to the rest.
Yeah, I concur with Andrew. One Overall is an excellent B grader. It's never going to be an A grader. So RC Phoenix is probably just off. Proper A grade. Olavici, not sure it's going to get there, even though it is a 120 rater. Sebastian Boys, at this stage, you know, he's a good B grader. But having said that, him and Aldebarandino both went unbelievable the other night. If you check out their sectionals, phenomenal. But it's not really his wheelhouse, this race, to be honest. Yeah.
Oh, it'll be a good testing for him, that's all. It'll be interesting to see how he'll go in that race. For me, looking at that market, it's RC Phoenix the place all the way, $2. Yeah. That's value.
One last comment on that race for me was, it wouldn't shock me if Olavici had a shot for the lead. He has done so.
Good point.
And he's done it against the big boys as well, or not scared to have a shot anyway. So that could add another extra layer to the onion that is this race.
It is a bit of an onion, this race. You keep peeling the layers back. I'm a lot more intrigued after this conversation than I was when I was setting my own market, that is for sure. Now,
strangely enough, six horse field actually helps this race as a contest. It was a full field, a lot of the chances to be joined at the back row, and it wouldn't be as layered as what you're talking about. So it's quite fascinating. actually.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. I agree with that too. Now, let's do the paces. It is the Tiger Tara free-for-all, and there's 8 runners engaged. Head to thetab.com.au and go to the Saturday tab, and you will find this market go live to air in a moment. Go, Andrew.
All right. Vanquish Stride, 23. Better Eclipse, $2. Cosimo, 26. Yambuckian, 26. Catch a Wave, $2. Triple Eight, $8. Ideal Escape, 51. Can go in with Sierra, 31.
I'll just sit back here and smoke the pipe. Even favourites for the two runners, Catch a Wave and Better Eclipse, doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be right, because if this is a dead heat, Brett, I would turn your phone off.
I actually had the market your way of thinking, Brett, initially, and what I came back to was, even though it's his wheelhouse back to a mile and it probably will be a cheaper lead, he was beaten from beaten by an inferior Sugar's horse last time. Now he's racing
the better one,
probably his best pacer. I just thought I can't go favourite, and until he wins a race, or until he perhaps dominates or is more authoritative in a race, I couldn't have him favourite over Better Eclipse. Although I totally concur, and that's what makes this small field super interesting. He's going to take some beating.
I guess I'm taking on the comments from the trainer post-race the other night. He thought the horse blew up really big after the race, so he really needed the run. And he's confident that he's in the right spot. And the other horse, Better Eclipse, is actually quite disappointing in his last run on Miracle Mile night. And I'm not sure that the miles is go, to be honest. And
I agree.
The Triple Eight actually ran, like I said earlier, his career best run, probably one of his career best runs the other night. So I'm not sure that Better Eclipse is actually not faster than Triple Eight. So over a mile, I don't think Better Eclipse can catch a Wave. If Triple Eight was drawn where Better Eclipse was, I'd say, well, if he got in behind Catch a Wave, he could beat him. But I don't think Better Eclipse can.
Do you think, Brett, that I've got a theory that the Tubbs horses go really well off a 2-3 week break? I've noticed they just seem to win when they had that 2 or 3 week break, what process they go through when they give them that fresh and they come back really good.
Oh, I have no idea. You got me there, mate.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Well, no place market here, Andrew. Are you scared because you knew I was keen on Vanquish Stride?
No, perhaps trying to save your money if it did run a good fourth. But what we try to do with the race is that if we cop one scratching it, if it changes place terms, to not confuse punters, we wait until final scratching. So this one, unfortunately, won't have place betting until the Saturday. For those listening, we try to do it on the group races. We will open on a group race because it's got that priority, I guess. Unfortunately, on this sort of race, we won't. We do get a few confused customers from time to time, and fair enough too. So we try not to do that, and we will open it, as you can see, on the place 1-2 betting for the Trotters free-for-all. But on this one, had we had 9, we would have opened it, and as stated, if we had 7, it would have been opened as well.
So what odds the place Vanquish Stride for my fictitious $100 game plan?
I had a guess. I'd assume he'd be around the 270, 280.
You've rolled that in because you knew I was keen.
Well, it's not even set up yet. So whatever you do get, I literally won't be touching it as far as the setup side of it. So your fictitious bet won't be impacted.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm not sure what to do. Brad, if I give you $100, were you prepared to have a crack at it? A fictitious $100.
Yeah, Catch a Wave, chips in.
100 on Catch a Wave for Brett straight away to double his money. I like that. Catch a Wave, 100 to win. Well,
we have had a multi-bet early on these markets, so there is interest in Catch a Wave.
No idea who that was. Hard to work it out, to be honest.
If interested, that has been the main lead early on.
Brett's back just Eclipse straight in and a multi just Eclipse. Just believes into Catch a Wave.
No.
Not
true.
Something.
The other horse of place.
RC Phoenix.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll go. I wanted 350 the place for Vanquish Stride, but I couldn't get it. So I'll have 100 the place on RC Phoenix for my 100. And if the listeners can get 350 Vanquish Stride at any stage, take it, is my advice. Andrew, thank you so much, mate. Yep. This segment has been a revelation. I say it every week, but everyone's talking about it. The feedback last week was terrific on Twitter and to my text, to my personal phone, etc., with participants arguing amongst themselves over who'd lead, who'd win, whatever. And the main thing is it's creating interest in the sport, and that's what it's all about. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Speaking of interest, I've noticed that Just Believe and Call Me the Breeze are dodging each other like two heavyweight boxers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your side job for the week. Try to figure out through all your brilliant interviews when they're going to clash next.
The trot slot in New Zealand will be where they clash next, and I will be there, mate. You should come over for the week.
As long as it's on your credit card, I'll be there.
It'll bounce, mate. It'll bounce like the opening bounce at the MCG.
Thanks for your time, fellas.
Good on you, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brett, thanks so much for filling in for Tim, mate. Not sure if Tim will get an invitation back next week. It'll depend how we go.
All right, mate. Thanks very much. All right, good luck. Knock him over again.